Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Akeem Hicks joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Boy, I mean, what more accolades could be thrown his way? Pro bowler, obviously a man that just won the Piccolo Award. He is the Bears' star defensive tackle. He's Akeem Hicks.
What an intro.
Good morning, Akeem. How are you?
Morning, Akeem.
Good morning, guys. I missed you.
Yeah, we missed you too. So tell us about winning the Piccolo Award. I really liked what Roquan had to say about you. Great sense of humor, always making jokes and whatnot. He is a trustworthy guy who does the right things, busts his tail week in, week out. He gives you somebody to look up to. That is high praise from a young fella.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, that was a special moment. It was a special day altogether, man. Winning the Piccolo Award, it was huge for me, just because it's everything that I try to embody as a player, right? Just a team guy, fun to be around, hardworking, not afraid to hit somebody in the mouth on the field. It's an all around award, and it was a award that's held in a very high regard for our team. And I am honored to be on that list of guys such as Olin Krutz and other guys on that list that have won this award before me.
Akeem, I thought it was interesting when Chuck Pagano introduced you. He told the story about him when he was the head coach of the Colts. He had sort of targeted you in the third round of the 2012 draft. And I think four picks before that, the Saints took you, or otherwise he kind of kidded you would have been a Colt. How aware were you of that? And also, Chuck Pagano's a guy that a lot of Chicago just getting to know now, and I think you saw yesterday another example of just how relatable he is, how good of a communicator he can be, and just his first impressions that you have of him.
Well, number one, you guys are going to love him. He's just an honest, hardworking guy, and he just brings his lunch pail, and he does his job. Throughout these past few months, you know, there's been a lot of transitions, right? Watching Vic leave and then watching him brought in, some guys leaving and moving on to different teams and stuff like that. And so you really don't really get a chance to know a guy, right? Even though we had some correspondence through the phone. But when we got back into Hallis Hall and just from day one, that first meeting, you could feel his energy. You could feel his knowledge for the game. You could feel the respect that he had not only for the game but for his players. And he got to see and watch us perform at a high level last year. And you can truly feel the excitement that he has to coach a group of guys like ourselves. And so we're excited and we're behind him. And we look forward to playing for him.
Will you follow the draft? Do you care about the draft? Do you just wait until you meet guys in the locker room?
Notoriously, no, I have not watched the draft. But over the past few years, you want to see who's coming in your building, right? You want to see what type of guy is getting drafted. And you want to see, you want to go back and check out his little highlight tape so you have something smart to say when he comes in the building. it's all in fun, and it's all about getting to know your new teammate. What I'll say is this, if we're going to talk about draft stuff, so Ryan Pace originally was one of the guys that drafted me into New Orleans.
Right.
And this year, the first pick is going to be in the third round. And we had a little joke going that you struck gold in the third round in 2012 when you drafted me. You're going to have to go back again and dig in there and get you a gym.
I think Bears fans would take that, Akeem. I think they would be thrilled. You know, so last year they find Bilal Nichols late in the draft in the middle rounds, and he's a guy that came in on day one and said that you were a big influence on him in terms of a leadership and mentor. If the guy who comes into the building, you know, this year's third, fourth, or fifth round pick, if he happens to be a defensive player, what advice do you give a rookie from day one?
Wow. First day advice. Well, number one, I like to get a feel a guy out and get to know his personality and really see how much he wants it, right? Bilal was a special case because when he came in, I could see how hungry he was to be better, how much he would like. I would catch him just out of the corner of my eye. I would catch him just watching my footwork and watching my hands, and then trying to emulate that. And when you see a guy that wants it that bad, you can't help yourself. You want to give him everything that you have to offer. And so I love a rookie that really wants to learn and that really wants to be a better player.
I was really pleased. I don't care who they get in the draft. I was just pleased that they signed Ted Larson back, because you like to beat the hell out of that guy at camp.
What a stud. That is a friend of mine, and I love battling with him. And it seems like we've known each other for years. You know what I mean? We got kind of a similar relationship to, me and Kyle, whereas, you know, we've just played each other a couple times. We love going against each other. And it's just fun.
You know, Akeem, since we talked to you last, the Bears have now signed three kickers, and they've gotten rid of one, Cody Parkey, and certainly another one is making news. Robbie Gould is wanting to get traded out of San Francisco. It's been no secret that he would like to come back and kick for the Bears. As a veteran on a team that has playoff aspirations, a Super Bowl contender in 2019, how are you watching this story unfold? How much do you want the Bears to address this, and what are your thoughts on the kicker situation?
I'm watching it as a person that is above my pay grade. I have no influence or idea of whether or not or if they want to bring Robbie back. I think that he is a great kicker. I think that he has performed at a high level for a number of years, and I wish the best for him, and I hope that he gets a chance to kick wherever he wants to kick. What I will say is this, they have a better eye on who should be kicking the ball upstairs than I do.
You know, it's interesting. We talk about Ryan Pace. You know, this will be his fifth year, and he's got a team that a lot of people think can contend for the Super Bowl, and I know your aspirations are to win another Super Bowl. What do you think of him? He was listed as the 15th best general manager in the league. 15, middle of the pack. Now that's up 11 by the NFL. The NFL's own website, a writer there did a group of GMs. Is he better than that? And how good has he been? And how good is this team?
I guess you got to just look at his picks, right? And I'm going to be biased because I love the guy, and the guy has pretty much brought me into the NFL and watched me grow and invested in me. So I'm definitely going to be biased. But if you look besides that and you look at some of the free agents that he's brought in, if you look at some of the guys that he's drafted in mid to late rounds, he has everything that it takes to be the best GM in the league. So I have a lot of respect for him. And in my mind, he's rated higher than that. And I know across the league, he's thought of highly. So I can't speak on the article. I don't know the guy that wrote it. But I know where he sits for me.
So, Akeem, what did you do to decompress after the best season of your career, and how rejuvenated did you feel when you got back to Halas Hall in April?
Family time, man. This was a, we all go seasons in life, right? And for me, just getting a chance this offseason to really just spend time with my family, reconnecting, working on relationships, It was a very, I don't mean to get too yogi on you, but I really had a really good time just breathing my family's air. So I was pretty happy this offseason. I feel really good about going into this season and ready to attack.
I know that, it had to be heartbreaking the way you guys lost that playoff game to the Eagles. Did you go back and watch that game? Do you just throw that one out? What are your thoughts when you look back on it?
Oh, no, man, you got to let it hurt. You got to let it hurt a little bit because if you really care about this game and you're really invested and if you really sacrifice as many things as I have going into, being a professional athlete, you embrace those moments, man. You embrace those moments of defeat. You embrace those moments of victory, man. You just got to take the time and understand I'm not saying it as if it's the easiest thing to do, but after doing this for enough years, I just have a way of handling it, and that's my way to just let it sit there and let it hurt and try to grow from that.
So how does that pain, Akeem, fit into the context of preparation for next season? I mean, is this a team that will use that as fuel? Is this a team that will say, okay, that was last year, everything is the focus on a new season and a new start? Or how do you mix it all together so it's useful?
Well, hopefully after experiencing that, when you come back or when you get back to training or when you get back to work, you have this desire to never let it happen again, to be ready to tear somebody's head off on that field before you allow them to dance and party on your sideline. You got to have a real burning desire to never feel it again. And that's part of why you let it sit and you let that feeling, you know, resonate with you. You got to be able to use it to come back and say, man, I will die before I allow another team, especially Philly, to dance on our field and enjoy their victory and continue into the playoffs.
We should let our listeners know that on June 15th, you are hosting a celebrity softball game at Schaumburg Bombers Park, 5:05 on that Saturday. And, you know, you're a pretty intimidating guy. I imagine with a bat in your hand, that would make people run.
Just picture me with a bat in my hand, standing at the plate, pointing like Babe Ruth, because I'm sending them all out the park.
That'll be fun.
I got to tell you might be the world's greatest softball player before you even swing. That's incredible.
It'll be fun, man, and I really hope Chicago comes out and supports the team, because it's not just going to be me there. We're going to have a heck of a star list, man. We're going to have Cody Whitehair, Mitch, all the boys from the defense. And it's going to be fun.
You know, I was talking to someone about you and your off season, and they said that the word used was omnipresent. That you are working out, you are at Halas Hall more than anyone. Have you really put that amount of time in? Do you feel like you're ready? You know, you're coming off, as David said, your best year of your career. This one could be better.
Mm-hmm. That's just who I am. An old coach once told me, he said, I've never seen a player get paid more and play better. And it's kind of been my personal mission to prove him wrong. It's what I desire. It's what I've invested all my time in. Football is my life, and it's been my life for a long time. I was actually home over the offseason. I was just having a casual conversation with my dad. And through that conversation, I had somewhat of an epiphany. I realized that I've been playing football over half the time that I've been on this earth.
Wow.
And so it's a part of me. So I have nothing else to do but give my all to it. So, yeah, I like staying at Halas Hall. If they made me a bed there, I'd sleep there.
Akeem, before we let you go, the newcomers to this defense, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix comes over from Green Bay at safety, and Buster Skrine, the free agent nickelback, who replaces Bryce Callahan. What can you tell us about their assimilation into the defense and what you know about them?
I wish I could tell you more, man. But right now we're at the ground level. We're getting to know one another. We're experiencing this new building that we got, and we're trying to install our new defense, and it's a lot going on right now, so we're figuring it out. And once I get more detail on our new guys, the guys that we brought in, I'll make sure to give a call back in and we can chat some more.
Look forward to it.
Akeem, hey, thanks a ton.
Thanks,
we got a ton of people checking in. You got people, everybody's fired up. It's going to be a great year for the Bears and certainly for you.
Talk to you soon.
All right, guys. See you on June 15th at the softball game, Boomer Stadium.
We'll be out there. Akeem,
thanks,
Hicks.
Akeem.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.